KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have a mostly sunny sky. It's 56 degrees. We do look forward to be mostly sunny today and a high of 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Well, just over 150 restaurants across the state are involved in an upcoming event organized by the Iowa Tourism Office. The inaugural Main Street Iowa Restaurant Week begins Friday and includes eateries in 16 towns and cities. Among them is Avoca, Greenfield, and Woodbine. Sean Elodi with the Iowa Tourism Office says each community will offer special menus and rewards.
So we want to give Iowans and our visitors a chance to get out and explore the restaurants and the foods that are unique to Iowa.
The event runs 10 days through September 24th.
We wanted to give people an opportunity to visit as many restaurants as they could. We know that when people travel, they want to eat where the locals eat. So we want folks to, not only Iowans who are in the state to take advantage, but certainly folks who are visiting Iowa to eat our local foods as well.
And included among the communities involved in the Main Street Iowa Restaurant Week, as I mentioned, Avoca, Burlington, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, Fort Madison, Greenfield, Hampton, Marshalltown, Mount Pleasant, Mount Vernon, Osceola, Oskaloosa, Spencer, Waterloo, West Branch, West Des Moines, and Woodbine. A planning committee is seeking public input about how to transform riverfront along the Missouri River between Omaha and Council Bluffs. The Omaha World Herald reports that about 200 people attended a riverfront revitalization planning committee meeting on Monday to share what they'd like to see on a large strip of the riverfront. Focus areas include the Gene Leahy Mall and Heartland of America Park in Council Bluffs. Attendees placed stickers next to preferred concepts. Food and beverage kiosks, as well as waterfront dining, were among the most popular amenities. Co-chair Ken Stinson says the Downtown Riverfront Trust will fund the group's more than $1 million study on the area. The next public meeting is set for October 26th, and final design concepts will be shared in January. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 46-year-old Matthew Lynn Dorsher of Cumberland turned himself into the Sheriff's Office last Friday on a Cass County warrant for felony sexual abuse in the third degree and lascivious conduct with a minor. Dorsher was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $25,000 bond. Last Saturday, deputies arrested 29-year-old Timothy Daniel Weaver of Anita on a felony charge of willful injury, OWI first offense, giving a false report of an indictable offense, and driving while revoked. Weaver was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $25,000 bond. Also arrested Saturday was 57-year-old Daryl D. Armstrong of Anita. He was charged with domestic abuse. Armstrong was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On Monday, 35-year-old Paul Earl Lemberg II of Red Oak was taken into custody by Cass County deputies on a district court warrant for probation violation. Lemberg was brought to the Cass County Jail where he remained held yesterday on a $5,000 bond. A business in Elkhorn was broken into overnight Monday or early Tuesday morning. According to reports, the village station in Elkhorn was hit several times and several items were taken, including cartons of cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and so on. The station owner asked for people to be on the lookout for anyone with a suspicious amount of those types of products they may be trying to sell. The break-in was under investigation. If you have any information about the crime, contact the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. A 10-year-old male who allegedly tried to sell marijuana to another student at the Washington School in Red Oak on Monday led authorities to a residence and the arrest of a woman. Red Oak police authorities were called to the school at around 12:45 p.m. for a report of a juvenile in possession of marijuana. The student allegedly tried to sell the drug to another student who told school administrators. The administrators notified police. After speaking with the student, officers obtained a search warrant, which was executed at a home in the 100 block of West Valley Street in Red Oak. And as a result, 34-year-old Aaron Bartles of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 3 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Authorities say that Bartles was cooperative during the investigation. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held in a $1,000 cash bond. Police also arrested the 10-year-old male for possession of a controlled substance. He was referred to juvenile authorities. Red Oak police were assisted in their investigation by deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Tuesday of a Red Oak man for violation of a no-contact or protective order. Just after 4 p.m., officers arrested 53-year-old David Allen Welch on an active Montgomery County warrant. Welch was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater said yesterday two men had been arrested on drug charges last week. 24-year-old Zachary Clayton Utterback of Greenfield was arrested September 5th for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia, that being a glass pipe. He was released from custody later that same day on $1,000 bond. And 38-year-old Michael Ross Waddingham of Orient was arrested September 6th on a warrant for probation violation and two felony charges of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. The substances were marijuana and methamphetamine. He remains in the Adair County Jail on $12,000 cash bond or surety. Vandewater said also that Stewart police arrested 34-year-old Jeffrey Dean McGee of Stewart on September the 4th. McGee was charged with false imprisonment for allegedly padlocking the outside of a door to keep a person against their will, and for domestic abuse, assault, third or subsequent offense. The latter is a Class D felony and was with regard to McGee's live-in girlfriend. McGee was being held at the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond or surety. Also, 31-year-old Michael Wayne Edwards of Casey was arrested last Friday evening on an Adair County warrant for probation violation. Edwards remained in the Adair County Jail after posting a $2,000 cash or surety bond to serve the remainder of a prior sentence or court order. He was later released on Sunday evening. That is a check of the news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.